Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. Here's what we have in store for you for this December 17th, 2013 edition.
Tonight, vitamins bad, pharmaceuticals good, according to the mainstream media. Maybe that's because Big Pharma spends 19 times more on marketing than on research. Then, a federal judge rules NSA surveillance unconstitutional. And Obama sells water to China as half the U.S. is in crisis drought. All that and more on tonight's InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. Our top story tonight, Snowden, NSA's indiscriminate spying collapsing. National Security Agency leaker Edward Snowden wrote in a lengthy open letter to the people of Brazil that he's been inspired by the global debate ignited by his release of thousands of National Security Agency documents and that the NSA's culture of indiscriminate global espionage is, quote, collapsing. Now, there's much more that could be said about this article and will be said when Dave and I talks to C-Bell Edmonds of the Boiling Frogs Report as they talk about Edward Snowden, NSA, and also Glenn Greenwald. So stay tuned for that report. In other NSA news, NSA phone surveillance program likely unconstitutional, federal judge rules. Well, thank you for following the Constitution. Judge Richard Leon declared that the mass collection of metadata probably violates the Fourth Amendment, which prohibits unreasonable searches and seizures and was almost Orwellian. He said James Madison, the architect of the U.S. Constitution, would be aghast. And somebody else who was aghast by this situation is Larry Klayman, who went on the Alex Jones radio show today to talk about his own harassment at the hands of the NSA.
The minute that we brought these lawsuits against Verizon and all the other cell phone companies and the internet providers like Google and Yahoo, and you name it, we started to receive these text messages that we never sent. And, you know, were in fact harassing. And it was clear that the NSA and the government and the Obama administration was trying to scare us. We went forward with the case. We filed motions for preliminary injunction. We argued them in front of the court on November 18th. You can see the transcript and all the pleadings at freedomwatchusa.org. And we told the judge that our government has broken away from the people, that it no longer represents us, that the executive and legislative branches of government have become tyrannical under Obama, and frankly under the Republicans as well, because they've gone along with this outrage. This is the biggest violation of constitutional rights in American history, that our founding fathers would be turning in the graves to see this, and that he was the last hope of the American people to step in, to stop this outrage, to stop this criminal violation of law. And the judge obviously accepted our arguments, and we take our hat off to him. It's out of control. It's out of control. Obama's a socialist, borderline communist. He's sympathetic to Muslim interests. He does everything he can to destroy Israel. And frankly, we have somebody in the White House who is evil, plain and simple. And we got Republicans in Congress. They're just cashing in on the money. They're happy that people are losing their insurance. They're happy that people and cancer patients are dying because, hey, this is going to help us win the next election. But you know what? You knew about this the whole time. You have experts. You let this happen. You let Obama do it. And they're all in league together. They're just dividing up the riches in Washington. And that's where our country is today. And
people that's right. That.
And, you know, they've had it. They're going to have it because we're going to educate them. And I want to do it peacefully and nonviolently, and we can do it. If Gandhi can do it in India, we can do it here.
And from NSA rulings to healthcare.gov admissions, Health and Human Services' Kathleen Sebelius has come out and admitted that, yes, some people will pay more under Obamacare.
There are some individuals who may be looking at increases. I think you cannot make a statement based on cost unless you compare what they had to what they're going into.
You see how Obamacare works. First they lie about it, then they implement it, and then they get around to telling you the truth about it. It seems to be a running gag with these people. So stick around because after this break we'll have more news and a special report from Alex Jones and Anthony Gucciardi.
Alex.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
And welcome back. In our last segment, we told you about how the mainstream is coming clean, in a sense, about Obamacare, but now they have a new lie. It's the war on multivitamins. Now, Alex Jones and Anthony Gucciardi talked about this at length on the Alex Jones Day Show today, but they also have a special report that we would like to premiere for you right now.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars Nightly News. Please pay attention to this special report and take notes, because I want you to look at this research for yourself so you understand the fraud we're exposing. This is a major hoax against the health rights and the nutritional rights of not just the American people, but the people of the world. This is part of a Codex Alimentarius UN worldwide movement to restrict supplements and nutrients. Every year, around Christmas, they put out these studies that are financed by big corporations we're going to break down in a moment. We have the proof, saying you don't need vitamins and minerals, and the key words are, if you get enough nutrition. That's like saying, I don't need oxygen down here at sea level, but on top of Mount Everest, I'd die without it. If you don't have the nutrients, then you've got to have them. Now, Anthony's got a lot of intel on who's behind this study and the fact that they used GMO synthetic garbage from China and other areas for the study. But the big issue I want to show you first on screen is Scientific American with UT and federal studies going back over 50 years that shows massive reductions in the minerals and vitamins that are in the crops that are grown. In fact, we have a study by the Senate back in 1936 showing a 99% of Americans are nutrient deficient. So when they say that, oh, you don't need vitamins and minerals if you're getting enough of them, 99% of us, and it's a lot worse than it was in the 30s, are not getting it. And this is big pharma openly paying for all this to shut down people getting access to their own high-quality products. Similar groups, we're going to cover that, have come out recently and said, hey, organic isn't any better than inorganic. The same groups connected to the cigarette industry saying tobacco's not bad for you. So, Anthony Gucciardi, you've got some of these articles, and I've got some others I'm going to get to, and this is only the tip of the iceberg. When you're informed, it makes your temperature go up. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, now specifically, not only are they saying, yeah, you actually do need minerals in all this meta-analysis and study, but the key thing here is that they've already found time and time again, synthetic variations of vitamins are worlds apart from actual organic food-based vitamins. Now, we can go back to 2011, and like you said, they do this every year. It's an annual attack around Christmas, before Christmas, September through December and January.
Really. They're getting ready for the new year, people trying to get healthy.
And the natural supplements industry and the organic food industry is going up, and they know this, and they want to attack it completely. So specifically, I wrote back in 2011, this is on Natural Society, it was up on InfoWars as well, the synthetic version of vitamin E is a petrochemically derived analog of natural vitamin E that is capable of disrupting various systems, whereas the natural form of vitamin E is effective against aging, oxidative stress, and hundreds of other conditions.
And that was on record. And Cass Sunstein at the White House wants to make it the law that you don't need sun and that you don't need that vitamin.
This was a preemptive strike, though, because in 2011 they were gearing up for this, saying organic food is bad, and going into supplements. But the reason this was written is to show, number one, synthetic forms of vitamins are way different than the actual food-based organic forms. But then number two, we can go into other research where it's actually showing now, yeah, all the main vitamins like the Flintstone vitamins, guess what they contain? Here's just a brief list. Aspartame, various sweeteners, hydrogenated soybean oil, GMO cornstarch.
Folks should look into it for themselves.
Yeah.
Here's another example. How adding iodine salt resulted in a decade's worth of IQ gains. The feds ordered it in the salt back in the 20s. IQ went up 15 points. Later, they ordered it out of the salt and out of the bread and added the bad bromines. Cargill and others behind anti-organic Stanford study. And it's some of the same groups connected to this new study. It is outrageous.
Yeah, so specifically, we can look at the guy from Stanford who attacked organic food and said it's the same thing as GMO-laden processed garbage food and that you don't have to spend more for organic because it's the same thing as GMO foods. And not only was he totally incorrect based on all the actual real science we have out there, but I went with Mike Adams and we dug up his history. Turns out this guy is literally known as the father of statistical lies. And he made this algorithm that you can lie about anything. And he was the one the Tobacco Research Council paid off these journalists $3 million in today's money to be silent about it and use this guy's statistical algorithm to show that tobacco was good for you and that cigarettes didn't cause heart problems or lung problems. And this is the same guy now attacking organic foods, attacking natural supplements.
Absolutely. And Anthony, what's really bad about this is when you go to the organic food store, they have to put a label if they point out they don't have growth hormone in it. Synthetic bovine growth hormone that's been connected to just, you know, girls being 7 feet tall and going into puberty early and all sorts of pituitary problems. The big industry lobbied government to make the FDA order them to say that we don't have this hormone, this artificial hormone, but it's not been shown to be dangerous. So if you want to say we don't have this in here, you have to grovel and say, but it's not bad. It's not bad. This is unbelievable. And now these same corporations are lobbying, so there's not mandatory labeling when something is inorganic or a GMO. And so it's the very same assault telling you that you don't need vitamins, you don't need minerals. It's incredible. Closing comments on this.
The reality is that all these corporations are backing the researchers, the quote-unquote researchers and scientists, like this guy, Dr. Ingram Olkin, who was getting paid off by Big Tobacco over and over again. Now he's saying that organic food is bad. Cargill, major lobbyer for Monsanto and GMOs, funding it all for Stanford. Over and over again, we see it time and time again.
So look at who's behind all this. Do your own research. Don't believe us. Follow the links that are posted below here. Check out the articles that you've seen us show you and do your own research and make your own decision. I want to leave you here on InfoWars Nightly News tonight with a clip that they put out nationwide, but that also aired locally in Austin, where they had the Journal of Pediatrics in a government-funded study come out and say mercury is good for your child's brain. Organic's not good. Vitamins and minerals that are natural aren't good, but mercury is. Folks, they're teaching kids that 2 + 2 = 5. We know that's not true either.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the Journal of Pediatrics.
And from the war on your health to the war for your resources, we have this story. Obama allows Great Lakes water to be sold to China as half of the U.S. faces extreme water crisis. The Great Lakes hold approximately 21% of the total supply of fresh water in the entire world, the article points out. So why would you want to ship this over to China, along with our jobs, our food? We gave you this story recently about how your chickens are being sent to China to be processed and brought right back here to the United States. Why would you do this, President Obama? But, of course, I don't understand why he does most of the things that he does. But I do think we should have resources such as fresh water here in the U.S. Just call me a crazy conspiracy theorist. And this is the reason why we need fresh water, because of this next story. Neighbors call cops on man who's washing his own car in his own driveway. How dare you do something like this in the United States of America? Now, this video contains some explicit content, so you can go to Infowars.com and see it for yourself. But basically what it is as the title implies, the gentleman was outside washing his car. His neighbors called the police on him. The police arrive and say that the man can't wash a car on, quote, public property. As the gentleman points out to the officer, this is private property because it's the man's property, but that's not good enough for the officer. He says, if you do this again, we're going to have to come back and give you a ticket. And this isn't the first time this has happened. We showed you earlier this year in San Diego, a man was given a multi-$1,000 fine for just doing this, washing his car in the United States of America. And the police state continues with our final story of the night. Drug raid accident kills young mother. Something that is very unfortunate, but this is, you know, the war on drugs. This is what's happening in your country. Many people were in the residence at the time of the raid, and to the credit of the police, they did recover some drugs and also some firearms. But to the chagrin of the police, they opened fire accidentally, a bullet going through a wall and hitting a young woman, ending her life. So at the very least, I think this officer needs to resign and or be fired. And if they choose to press charges against this officer, it wouldn't hurt my feelings at all. So that's it. So I'm sorry we have to end on such an unfortunate note, but that's the real news of the day. So stay tuned after this break for a special report. David Knight's going to be talking to C. Bell Edmonds about the NSA, Edward Snowden, and also Glenn Greenwald.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. And the InfoWars army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution. InfoWarsStore.com.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
NSA whistleblowers have been telling us for a long time that the NSA was violating the law and surveilling the public. Nobody paid attention to them. Nobody paid attention to us. But when the Ed Snowden documents came out, suddenly it was all believable. Yet we've only seen 1% of those documents being released. We've seen that Glenn Greenwald has taken 100% control of those documents. And we see that New media corporations are being made out of the stash of documents. Major book deals, major movies are in the works about this. And so the question is, are we being controlled? Is there a limited hangout going on here with this 1% and the 99% being held behind? Cybele Edmonds of BoilingFrogsPost.com is joining us today. She has a lot of questions. Well, Cybele, thank you for joining us. Now, one of the things that concerns us from looking at this is the fact that only 1% of these documents have been released. And that's something that we've seen the government manage information before. We've seen them manage the public through information. And that's one of the things that really concerns me. But you've got some deeper concerns about conflicts of interest between Glenn Greenwald profiting off of this and his connections with Omidyar and PayPal. Tell us what your concerns are.
Well, since this case broke last summer, I have been watching it very, very closely. It is extremely important not only for everyone, people as, you know, citizens whose privacy is being totally violated and the criminal illegal deeds by the government, but also I'm concerned as a whistleblower and as a person who has a whistleblower organization and how this fits within the general guidelines of whistleblowing with integrity, which is extremely important. During the last 12 years, I have been emphasizing over and over that it's very important when whistleblowing is done, it's done with integrity. Mm-hmm. And not to let any whistleblowing being hijacked by either partisanship or corporate interest or government interest, because as we know, especially with all the attention that in the last 10 years, at least since 9/11, whistleblowers have been receiving, this is something that government and the establishment actually would want to utilize to put out misinformation.
Yes.
And we know that government absolutely is capable of doing it. And when government wants to do such things, well, they do have the corroboration and the collaboration of the mainstream media and, of course, the corporations. Well, in this case, in Snowden's case, I was very concerned when first the case broke with Glenn Greenwald being the person who Snowden trusted with these documents for several reasons that dates back all the way till 2004, 2005 with Greenwald. But I decided to just sit back and watch and see how everything unfolds. And what I'm seeing today, these things, the facts, what has been happening, they are very, very troublesome. And unfortunately, people, at least the majority, they don't realize that when they are given this consistent picture of the state of affair by the mainstream media, which has been the case with Snowden case. I mean, you're looking at New York Times and CNN and Fox and Guardian. Basically, all the mainstream establishment news, they have been very consistent in giving exactly the same picture. That alone begs the further scrutiny and examination.
Yeah, so as you were talking about before with whistleblowers, it's important to remember that we've been talking about this for quite some time. Whistleblowers have been talking about it. Alex Jones has been talking about it. We've seen the persecution of people like Drake and Benny and others who were giving the same information, and as you point out, nobody was listening to them at all, and yet when the Snowden leaks come along, everybody, it's gospel truth, everybody's paying attention now. That's a good thing. My concern is, and it really kind of goes to the name of your organization, Boiling Frogs Post, it is like Boiling Frogs. They are doing this gradually in a very limited way. When we see that in all of this time, only 1% has gone out. Now, of course, he can make the argument that it has more effect if he doesn't just do a complete dump. But only 1% in this amount of time? I mean, are we going to stretch this out over decades, these leaks? And at what point does the public stop paying attention to any of the information that's coming out of the Snowden documents?
I think you made all the great points. First of all, let me address your point one, which is very important. You talked about how the real whistleblowers have been ignored. We have had Russell Tice, who spent over a decade with the NSA, coming out publicly and talking about how the NSA is collecting information from the judges and Congress and blackmailing them. We got zero media attention on this case from a well-known whistleblower who had received medals from the Air Force and has mm-hmm. received awards from the NSA. So that's an excellent point. The second point that you make also is extremely important, and that's the fact that Only 1% of these documents have been released. The argument that we are being given by people like Greenwald is that, oh, this is much more effective. However, as they are saying and providing the public with this line, which is a baloney line, the same Greenwald is making multi-million dollar book deals with mainstream publishers who would never, ever publish anything that is against establishment with documents that they consider to be stolen and highly classified.
Yes.
And promise, this person, Greenwald, promises the publishers that he's going to withhold some information, some of these documents, which are not his. These are the ones that belong to the government, the United States people, to Snowden, who obtained this. So he has the secondhand documents. I will reserve some of these documents and I will publish this for you. So you got to give me more $1 million rather than those guys in Guardian. Because it just came out that the same thing, journalists in Guardian, now they're trying to go and shop for books minus the documents. Therefore, Glenn Greenwald got all the millions of dollars on that. Secondly, he goes, and this is the man who has spent a decade attacking mainstream media, justifiably, very nicely. I always agreed with him. His points on corporate mainstream media. I mean, he goes and makes a deal with the worst of the worst of the worst of the corporate media. The one that is actually owned by one mega corporationist who owns eBay and PayPal and who has a track record that goes miles long on how he has been and his corporations against anti-whistleblowers. Whistleblowers with Manning case, PayPal froze their accounts. With WikiLeaks case, PayPal froze their accounts. Not only that, the owners, this is Omid Yar and his partners, they have been very outspoken about the danger of whistleblowers and that they are pro-government, specifically pro-NSA, and that they absolutely see it justified that hackers and whistleblowers, those people who obtain documents and leak it, should be jailed, should be prosecuted. So he goes, he being Glenn Greenwald, and makes this $250 million business deal with this corporationist. And this is the same man who spent 10 years attacking all the other mainstream media, always tagging them as corporate media. So you're looking at someone who is absolutely ridden by hypocrisy, somebody who has been absolutely driven by money, dollars.
Yes.
His book, okay, Glenn Greenwald's book is going to come out in June, it's going to come out in March, April, this coming year. This means he made this deal with the publishers as soon as the case broke.
Oh, that's interesting.
As soon as these documents were
given to him. Hang on, Sibel. We're out of time for this segment. We're going to end the program and we'll be right back with this interview. Well, that's the end of our show tonight, but stick around. If you're a Prison Planet TV subscriber, we'll have the continuation of that interview with Sibel Edmonds of BoilingFrogsPost.com. Stay tuned.
Now you can watch the Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.
Well, when PayPal's owner, Pierre Omidyar, announced a new venture with Glenn Greenwald that he was going to fund with $250 million, the mainstream media fell all over itself, describing him as an altruistic philanthropist billionaire. But what's really motivating this merger between them and this new venture? We've been talking to Sibel Edmonds of BoilingFrogsPost.com. Well, Sibel, just as we were going to the break, you were talking about PayPal and the troubling connections with Omidyar. And actually, there's also Palantir, which the other founders of PayPal were involved in. And Palantir was the one that was, not only were they shutting down funding to WikiLeaks and the Manning defense, but they were also conspiring to go after WikiLeaks using Palantir. And also even Glenn Greenwald at the time.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And as I said, it sums up basically the type of person we are looking at here. And that's a person who is ridden by hypocrisy. I hated corporate media, but when the money comes to me and I'm being bought out, I am pro-corporate media. He's saying this is totally justified. There is nothing wrong that he's going to save most of these documents and give it to, and actually the ownership of it to Pierre Omidyar of PayPal, and then they together are going to decide what they're going to publish or not for money. Same thing with the book deal, for money, and pair it up with hypocrisy and money. Well, these are the incentives, these are the motivations that taint any whistleblowing, not in this case, in any case. And this is why we have also asked Snowden to actually come out and answer these questions from me, from other whistleblowers, from the public, and making his position clear. Does he see it justified that these documents are being sold or withheld and or withheld for money? And the other extremely important point you made, and I really would like to talk about this, you refer to the parallels with the analogy boiling frogs. I have been talking with a lot of former government whistleblowers, people who have retired from the community, about what would be the motivations, since we see the mainstream media, mainstream publisher, Hollywood, even the government,
yes,
okay, being really pro this when you're looking at the whole theme altogether. And that is a very important point, because when you look at these pictures that they are given to us, we need to turn it upside down, inside out, and look at it from every angle. What if the United States government wants the people to know for sure that they are being watched at all times?
Yes.
And that includes people in Congress, people mm-hmm. in court,
yes,
and also internationally.
Mm-hmm.
And so you see, the U.S. government can't come out and say, we are doing this. So what better way than having this whole mm-hmm. scenario set up, and I'm saying hypothetically, so that let's get over with it. The whole
yes.
world, including the United States, the public, know this is what we are doing. You can't stop it. You can't touch us. And therefore, you better watch out. And mm-hmm. one of the good analogy for this would be this whole model of panopticon.
Yes.
When people know that at all time they are being watched by these unseen eyes. When you have that concept totally placed and ingrained within the people's psyche, that's when you're at the last stage of the police state, and that's mm-hmm. exactly where we are getting at. So my question to all these people within these organizations like NSA who left, who blew the whistle, was, do you see this as a possibility? And they see that, yes, absolutely this can be the possibility, especially if we see that nothing really happens. Yeah, they're
yes.
talking about tweaking some FISA laws.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have heard some barking from Congress. We have been hearing barking from Congress for so long. They come out, they bark, they don't bite. Same thing with the international leaders.
Well, you know,
sure,
see, though, I think it's interesting, as you pointed out before, you had this total 180. We had whistleblowers that for a decade were telling us what was happening with Drake and Benny and others. And as you pointed out, nobody paid any attention to it. And now there's been this dramatic turnaround where not only is all the mainstream media taking this as gospel truth when they totally ignored everything from all the internal whistleblowers, everything was ignored. Now it's all gospel truth. It's now movie deals, book deals, all with stolen documents that supposedly affect our national security, if you believe the NSA spokesman. I guess one thing that I've seen from people pushing back on this idea, and I agree with you, I do think that it is actually in your face, panopticon rollout, but one of the things that people have pushed back on this is like, look, this has been pretty embarrassing for the NSA. We've caught James Clapper and others committing perjury before the Senate, and yet nothing has happened to them, has it? And one of the things that occurs to me is that perhaps this is maybe what they hung out some of these guys in an agency where there was another agency that wanted to essentially get their power. You know, you got this bureaucratic infighting because there's a lot of overlap in terms of responsibility between the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, Homeland Security. They've got all these different turf wars that are going on internally. So they could have hung out some of this data to let some of these guys hang out to dry. But the big story is that, of course, nothing has happened to James Clapper or any of these guys.
No, and you just refer to this term, shame. I mean, really, since when the government has had any shame or embarrassment?
That's right.
I mean, to even
That's
get
right.
into that would be really a far stretch, the fact that there are people who actually have enough integrity to be ashamed and to be embarrassed. Really, I would seriously doubt mm-hmm. any notion of shame or embarrassment when it comes to the high-level bureaucratic people within our government and the administration and our elected officials. They are beyond shame. They are beyond embarrassment.
They say they've been embarrassed by these leaks, and yet not embarrassed enough to change anything. They simply push back and say, oh, you know, these people ought to go to jail. We're going to do it. It's for your own good. And we see people that are involved with PayPal, like Max Levkin, saying that he loves the NSA. He loves this trade-off of, as he puts it, liberty for, or rather privacy for security. But of course, you don't get any security if you lose your privacy, and you don't have any liberty if you lose your privacy either.
Absolutely. And Greenwald has established partnership with these people, with these exact same people, basically said, I had a price. You buy me and I will be pro you. I was, before anti you because you were not paying me. And I want to also talk about something that is very, very important. And that is the government's duality or duplicity in this whole case beyond that. And that is, on one hand, we have this government that says, the properties, these were government properties, they were highly classified, they were stolen. Yet, the same government says, it's okay, any reporters, in this case Greenwald, who has these documents, to go and trope the globe and travel with it inside his laptop, to go sell it to mainstream publishers, to go and sell it to Pierre Omidyar, PayPal's tycoon, to go and sell it to the Hollywood studios. They are saying they are perfectly fine with it. This, we've never had a case like this in the history of this country. I know Greenwald is very good as someone who was an ambulance chaser attorney who muddies the water and puts all sorts of modifying elements to argue and say, no, that's not the case. Government is chasing me. I spoke with another expert, with law enforcement. I said, how could it be that you have this guy's husband, Greenwald's husband, what's his name, Miranda, and this is three months after the story broke, supposedly our government was supposed to drone Snowden and Greenwald, yet this man's boyfriend, husband, is going from Germany to London, and he's carrying laptop with 50,000 document files in it. They are telling me even people within borderline IQ level, you know, forget about intelligence, forget about average intelligence, forget about even, you know, borderlines, they would not do such a ridiculous thing.
Mm-hmm.
What is this assurance that says, we have these documents and we are just going on the plane and we are traveling all around the world with suitcases and the laptops filled with documents? That itself raises so many flags. And again, we do not get answers for these inconsistencies, conflict of interest, and all these questions that says, this is not what they may want us to believe it is. However, most people, they have this messiah complex. They want to believe because as a society, we want to believe in someone, some entity. We did that with Obama. Didn't people say
That's
change?
Right.
8 years, 7 years, 6 years later, you're going to see a large segment still saying it was not his fault. They made him do it. He was the messiah. He wanted to bring the change. They would not even admit to the reality. We are seeing similar psychology. We are seeing similar types of reaction and the similar kind of unfortunate consistency with Glenn Greenwald case here.
Well, a lot of people had concerns and were suspicious about how somebody at Snowden's level could get access to these documents. So they were concerned that either he was in on it or he was being played on it. But whether or not that's true, I guess the thing that really concerns me and still concerns me is that only 1% of these documents have come out. We know that they're being managed. We know that they're exclusively held by Glenn Greenwald. So Snowden is essentially out of this. He's turned all this over to him. And we know from the appearance of the Guardian's editor before Parliament that they have met with British and U.S. intelligence 100 times talking about what they can and cannot release on this. But I think the final piece of the puzzle that really makes me concerned about this, well, I won't say the final piece because it's also his deals with Omidyar and PayPal and their involvement with the NSA and Palantir and CIA venture capital corporations that have been set up. But I guess this other thing that's coming out here that we're just now starting to get the glimpse of is this, as you point out, full spectrum media push, where it's not just that all the mainstream media has bought into this totally, into the narrative that's being put out by Glenn Greenwald without any question, but they've also bought into the book deals, the movie deals. We've got multiple Hollywood studios looking at making movies out of his book. We've even got the Broccoli family, which did the James Bond series, looking at this. So this is really kind of an entire mythos that's being created around this, as you talk about the hero standing up.
It is. And this is why I have brought this major concern that I have out in the public about the detrimental effect this can have on all whistleblowers from the past, present, and future. All it takes is one bad apple. And I'm not saying yet, you know, in this case, I'm not saying he is. I haven't decided yet on Snowden. But if this goes down the history and people see that this was for profit, this was pure acting, these were done not under good intentions, but under some really questionable, tainted intention, this would be the end of whistleblowing in terms of whistleblower statute in the public's eyes. Because whistleblowers, government whistleblowers especially, they suffer so much under the stigmatizing psychology of they are traitors and they are disgruntled. Now, this, after Manning and after Drake, people are getting to respect these individuals. So some of that paradigm was actually shifting. Now, if we enter a case where this particular case proves to be a lie, bad intention, profiteering, and all these elements that we just discussed, that is going to damage whistleblowers far more than anything else that the government could have done to them in terms of jailing them in the case of Manning or prosecute them in again, like in the case of Thomas Drake. This would destroy the reputation of whistleblowers. And this is one of my main concern as the national director of NSWBC, National Security Whistleblowers Coalition. And that is what this could cost all whistleblowers. We have never had any whistleblower like this, where you're looking at this type of partnership with the tainted government and corporations and profiting from whistleblowing with millions of dollars. I even asked the question, is Glenn Greenwald giving any cuts back to Snowden?
Yes.
And he hasn't answered, neither Greenwald nor Snowden. Well, the public has the right to know. He gives $3 million. Is he giving him $1 million of this? We don't know. And what if he gives him $1 million for this? What does it say about what is this in terms of if the media is portraying it as legit, real whistleblowing?
You had an interesting open letter, an article that you had on the 15th on your website, boilingfrogspost.com. And you asked several questions to Mr. Snowden, and you said, did you authorize Mr. Greenwald to withhold 99% of the documents and transfer ownership to the corporate news entity owned by PayPal's Pierre Omidyar? These are some interesting questions. This is exactly what you were just saying here. Did you vet the documents? If you did, then why did you turn them over to Glenn Greenwald? If you didn't vet the documents, why are you letting him do all this? Did you make any demands to ensure that you were going to have any feedback in the process? These are important questions that I think a lot of us have about Ed Snowden's involvement in it as we see how this is being turned over to PayPal, which is totally embedded, as William Binney pointed out. Financial institutions are very much in bed with the government because the government depends on these financial institutions to help them collect their taxes. So, of course, the financial institutions are going to be looking at people all over the world. And we don't see anything in that, in the 1% of the documents that have been released from the Snowden cache. We don't see anything about any financial institutions, especially about PayPal. And we know that PayPal is very much embedded with the intelligence community.
Yes, Greenwald admitted it. He said, yes, of course they are partners. Mm-hmm. Of course they are cooperating with the NSA, and they have been cooperating. But the same Greenwald is saying, you know what? He's saying Snowden gave me the entire authority. He said, you can do as you wish. So if I make a book deal, and he's saying that, this is all completely sanctioned and authorized by him. He gave it to me, and he didn't put any condition. He said, do as you wish. That's what he's been telling the public. I don't think any legit whistleblowers would ever do that. Take a look at the history. We've never seen whistleblowers doing that. Mm-hmm. This is highly questionable. And if I were in his shoes right now, I would be screaming loud. I would be out there saying this is wrong. I collected this information for one purpose only, to raise public awareness, for the public's right to know, because I believe these were incriminating in our government's illegal activities. Now, he can't say that. This information so far has brought millions of dollars, $250 million corporate venture ship with Glenn Greenwald, books and Hollywood deals. 99% of it so far has been censured. And if what Greenwald says is correct, and that is Snowden is perfectly fine with it, then I have to say publicly here on this show for the first time, if this is correct, If Snowden is okay with this, with what Greenwald has been doing, then no, sir, he is not a whistleblower. I would never define him as a whistleblower. I would question his motives, and I would be one of the first people in the United States of America asking for accountability of what he has done.
Absolutely.
If what Greenwald says is accurate.
I'm absolutely repulsed by everything that I've learned about Pierre Omidyar in about the last month. Even this microfinancing that's going on in India and the suicides involved around that. I mean, that's just, the guy is a predator. He's just a billionaire predator. Just is the typical globalist bankster. You know, he didn't go to Bilderberg, but of course Peter Thiel and Alex Karp, who did Palantir, they were there along with Jeff Bezos. You know, and I see this whole thing as being another Silicon Valley billionaire trying to get into the game of media so that he's got some kind of a leverage. So that's one of the things I didn't mention in this. I think he's going to be possibly using some of these documents. If they're authentic, he sees that he could use them against people in Washington, right?
Of course. I mean, blackmail, information is money.
Yeah.
What is $250 million for billions to be gained?
Yeah.
But maybe this is a new paradigm we are seeing because George Soros has been doing it for a few years. The so-called alternative media that he has bought out, he is basically funding completely, including Democracy Now. But then we saw it with Amazon Corporation. Now we are seeing with PayPal Corporation. This is maybe the new media that they have in mind.
Yes.
Let's have a media by corporate, for the corporate, by the corporate, and let's do it directly. Let's just bypass this third party thing in the middle, New York Times. We're going to do it ourselves.
Yes.
I don't know who's going to come next.
Yes.
But
yes.
This is scary, really scary.
Yeah, I think Omidyar is going to be blackmailing the blackmailers. I think that's what he's going to do.
That's my bet. That's how I see it. Because that's the kind of a person he is. And, and yes, this is going to be a very lucrative business for him.
Yeah. I'm very concerned myself about the way that these documents are being managed. If they're authentic, and many of them appear to be, the whole thing seems like a limited hangout. And that's the thing that I'm very, very concerned about. Thank you for pointing this out. Thank you for going in depth about this. You've got some very interesting questions that I hope Ed Snowden replies to, because these are very relevant questions that you've got in this open article, this open letter to Ed Snowden. And I hope we hear back from that. We're going to be following up on this. Thank you so much, Sibel Edmonds. BoilingFrogsPost.com. Thank you. Well, we're going to continue on this story. It'll be interesting to see if Ed Snowden will answer these open questions that have been put out by Sibel Edmonds. We want to know who's controlling the documents and to what purpose. And if you want to follow us and follow this story, one way to do that is with a subscription to Prison Planet TV. Right now we have a Christmas special. You can get 5 months for free when you buy an annual subscription at Christmas time. It's a great way to follow this story as well as many others that we cover in a different way that you will hear in a media adventure that's being put together by a PayPal billionaire who is hostile to transparency, hostile to whistleblowers. That's it for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.